Chapter 51, Perverted Expressions of Mellows, Rasabhas. Five emotional elements compose a rasa. If one of these elements is inappropriate or missing, a distortion or perversion manifests in the rasa called rasabhas. Jiva Goswami compares rasa to sweet rice. Sweet rice is also composed of five elements, milk, sugar, rice, cardamom, and fire. Like rasa, sweet rice cannot become properly manifest if even one of the ingredients is inappropriate or missing. If the cook mistakes salt for sugar, or if he forgets to light the stove, the result will be pious abhas. Pious means sweet rice. Something that appears to be sweet rice but which has a distorted taste. When a compositional element of rasa is inappropriate or distorted, the result is rasabhas. It resembles rasa, but the taste is distorted. There are several circumstances. In the final two waves of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami uses very specific terminology which we should clarify here briefly. Vairi, which means incompatible rasas, unfriendly. Virasata, distaste arising from the mixture of incompatible rasas. And rasabhas, a semblance of rasa caused by a deficiency or incompatibility of its five elements. Virasata occurs when two fully matured rasas clash and cause distaste. Rasabhas occurs when one rasa cannot fully mature because of a defect in one or more of its components. In Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada seems to use the term rasabhas synonymously with virasata. This is based on Rupa Goswami's statement that he says that virasata practically culminates in rasabhas. To thoroughly comprehend the subject, however, we should understand the distinction between the two terms. Virasata occurs when two fully matured rasas clash and cause distaste. Rasabhas occurs when an incompatible angaras diminishes the taste of the angiras so drastically that it is no longer ras, but an abhas of ras, rasabhas, or a semblance. Abhas means a semblance. The results of virasata and rasabhas are practically the same. The rasa becomes unrelishable. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami says, virasata culminates in rasabhas. Varieties of rasabhas. Rasabhas, or incompatible mixtures of mellows, may be classified as uparas, false expression, anuras, imitation, and aparas, perverted or misrepresented mellows. Uparas is uttam, that is, it most closely resembles genuine ras. Anuras is madhyam, it less closely resembles genuine ras. And aparas is kanishta, it least resembles genuine ras. Shanta uparas. When one of the five compositional elements of ras is distorted, the effect generated is a perverted mellow called uparas. If shanta or any of the 12 rasas are obtained by distortion of the sthayibhav, vibhav, anubhav, or any of the other elements, it's called uparas. Shanta uparas. Three things cause uparas, shanta uparas. When seeing the Lord, one focuses on his undifferentiated feature as nirvishesh brahman. When seeing the world, one focuses on its undifferentiated oneness with God. 3. One has undue disgust for the material body and dwells too much on distinguishing matter from spirit, equating para-brahman with nirvishesh brahman. When a person has passed completely from all contamination of material existence, he relishes the transcendental bliss of being established in trance.